Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you're new here, this is a podcast about literally all things mental health related, LGBTQ, literally just my brain dump, essentially, and you guys just get to listen along with it. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. In me kind of realiving my podcast, I really wanted to be intentional with the episodes I put out. So I do tend to record these whenever I feel like there's something on my heart. And today's episode is pretty short. It's to the point, and it's just something that I want to share with all of you because maybe you'll kind of sit and resonate with it the same way I did. So my girlfriend and I watched this show on Netflix, and it's called Glow Up, and it's about upcoming makeup artists, and it's basically like a makeup competition. It's really interesting. You should check it out. You don't have to be interested in makeup at all to enjoy watching it, because it's pretty crazy seeing what these contestants can create just solely using makeup and prosthetics and different things like that. However, there is a contestant on the show for this new season that we're watching, and she used to be like a preschool or kindergarten teacher, something like that. She taught like little nuggets, and she was explaining her reasoning for coming on the show, and she was like, I tell these kids so much every single day to chase your dreams and go after what you believe you want to do and what you love and what you have a passion for. And she's like, and then it hit me, I'm telling them all of this and I'm not doing it. I'm like being a fraud. I'm not going out there and chasing my dreams like I'm telling these kids to. And I know it's just like a makeup competition show, and they always make the little snippets of when they're interviewing the contestants like super emotional and dramatic, and they have like the heartstringy music playing behind. But it really resonated with me because it made me think back, how many times have I gypped myself and been like kind of like a fraud and not done what I was telling others to do? It's really easy for us to sit here and support someone so hard and offer like, yes, you got it, and encouraging words and any sort of something to kind of give them the fire and the push to do that thing, that big scary thing that they want to do. But when it comes to ourselves, we lack. Like we cannot, we're like, no, maybe I shouldn't because money, or I shouldn't because I don't have time, or I shouldn't because of this and that. And we kind of make up these reasons to talk ourselves out of doing something. And I feel like this all kind of goes back to healing our inner child, talking to your inner child and being that number one support system for yourself. Because you wouldn't look at a kid, and if a kid told you, oh, I really want to be like a NASCAR driver, you wouldn't look at them and be like, you're not going to have time or money for that. You're going to look at them and be like, you know what? You're right. You're going to be a NASCAR driver. Yes, exactly. But now as adults, I think we kind of just shut our dreams out, and we're like, no, we have to live a practical way. I have to go to college. I have to get a 9-to-5 job. I have to have a family. I have to get a house. But realistically, there is no set rules saying that you have to do all those things. You are allowed to chase the dreams that you want. You're allowed to be the thing that you want to be. You are allowed to be the person that you want to be. I feel like it truly is a mental game. You are competing with your own brain and the reasonings why you shouldn't do something in order to like kind of overcome them and prove your point to yourself. Like for me, bringing this podcast back, I've been talking about bringing this podcast back for so long and I never did it. And then one day I was like, dude, like, what are you doing? You have the microphone, you have the laptop, you have the things to say, you have all of this content that I can put out to people. Like, literally, why am I not doing it? Is it because of time? Well, I'm pretty sure I could spend less time on TikTok and record podcast episodes. Now, I'm not trying to say that you have to be like those people who are like, oh, it's about the grind, the mindset. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day and I take a cold shower and blah, 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 blah. Like, there are different ways of accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. The whole point I am saying is that if you are truly passionate about something and if you truly want something, you'll get it done. You'll figure out how to get it done. Because if you truly want it, there's really nothing in your way except for yourself. Creating hefty, like huge goals is really fucking intimidating because it can feel like you're constantly staying in the same spot and you're not progressing towards anything. But if you take a second and like back up and look at all the work that you've done, you are doing a lot of shit that will continue building and building and building until you do reach that giant goal. For example, I would love to be a full-time content creator. All I want to do is create content that positively impacts people's lives, and I want to inspire a lot of people all at once. And when I look at this goal for just what it is, content creator, that seems very intimidating. There's so many people out there who probably have better things to offer than I do, and that's what my brain's saying. It's thinking these negative things to talk me out of going after something that I want. And it also feels like this goal is too big. Am I even working towards it? But when I take a step back, yeah, I am. I went to LA for the Outfest Film Festival to be part of a discussion panel. Like, that was huge. That's a big step towards becoming a content creator, gaining a following, and impacting a lot of people all at once. I think the biggest key to achieving something that you want to achieve is to acknowledge those little successes and those little milestones that you hit, because it'll just keep motivating you and pushing you to keep going, to just take a second and be like, damn, like I did that thing and that was bigger than I even thought it was. Like, that is amazing. And it's helping me work towards this huge goal. So I'm going to keep going. And acknowledging those small successes, I feel like, goes back to what that contestant was saying on the Glow Up, how she was telling her kids, like making them excited for their goals, like making them excited for the things that they want to do in their lifetime. Like, do that for yourself. Be your number one cheerleader, and you could literally, the sky's the limit. Like, I'm not trying to be cliche in any sort of way, but you could literally do whatever you want because you're being your number one cheerleader. You're making yourself excited about things, and you're like, hell yeah, like I'm unstoppable. No one can tell me that I can't do this because no one knows me better than I know me. Now I'm going to ask you these questions, and I truly want you to think about them, and you could even maybe chat about them with a friend or something, but what are you doing that is keeping you from achieving something that you really want to achieve? Are you gypping yourself short? Are you putting too much time into other people's goals and dreams? Are you like gaslighting yourself and convincing yourself that you can't actually achieve the thing that you want to do? Or are you showing up for yourself and putting time into the things that you love? What are you passionate about? Think about it. Really think about it. Have an honest conversation with yourself. Sometimes I think for us to see what we're doing to ourselves, you really have to just pause and kind of analyze everything that is going on around you. And I don't see why we can't just do the things that we want to do, because we tell others to chase their dreams, right? So try telling yourself to chase said dream. And that's it. I told you I was going to keep it short, sweet, straight to the point. I just had this one thing I wanted to get out there. And I just feel like a lot of people are holding themselves back from achieving their full potential, essentially. Like, there's so many things that so many cool people can do, and they probably don't even know it because they haven't even given themselves the time and the chance to try it. And don't forget, I am accepting write-in submissions. Started this last week. You can send me an email at adriannapollock12@gmail.com. I will include my email in the show notes so you can copy and paste that. You can write in anything. Funny date, great date, bad date, a situation you don't really know how to navigate. You just want some advice on something, or you just want to tell me something great. Literally anything. I want to hear from you. I want to interact more with the people who are listening to this podcast and just kind of make it seem a little bit more like we're all just hanging out, having a conversation. With that being said, share this with your friends, family on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you feel like. I am your host, Adri P, and I appreciate you hanging out with me so much, and I'll see you next week. Later, skaters.